Between 1995 and 1999, the amount of toxic waste released into the environment by American manufacturers decreased by about 7%. However, in Canada, toxic releases increased by 6%. That's according to a new study conducted by the Commission for Environmental Cooperation. It was established under the North American Free Trade Agreement. The study compares industrial pollution in Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, where the system is voluntary. Ken Ogilvie is the executive director of Pollution Probe, an environmental group based in Toronto. He says the findings reflect the tightening of environmental regulations during the Clinton years and the simultaneous budget cutting that was going on in Canada.
When the U.S. is going down and we're going up, I think that raises a serious question on Canadian policy. And Americans should be aware of that, because I'm sure you're told all the time by our politicians how we do such wonderful things and we're ahead of you, but I don't think that's true.
For instance, the Ontario Progressive Conservatives cut their environmental budget in half in 1995. Such cuts are significant because the regulation of air and water pollution in Canada lies with the provinces rather than the federal government. That leads to different laws all across the country. An independent inquiry blamed the Ontario cutbacks for the deadly E. coli outbreak that occurred in the town of Walkerton in 2000. The NAFTA report found Ontario had the largest increase in pollution of any state or province, at 19%. It remains the fourth largest polluter in North America and is the biggest recipient of American toxic waste. But it's not the only place in the Great Lakes highlighted in the report. The study's director, Erica Phipps, says the region is responsible for a significant amount of North America's pollution.
Five Great Lakes jurisdictions, Ohio, Ontario, Michigan, Indiana, and Illinois, represent one quarter of the facilities and one quarter of the total releases that we're looking at in this report. And it is certainly of concern.
Phipps says close to half of the landfill disposals of toxic waste occur in this region. Landfills in Ontario, Michigan, and Ohio are the biggest recipients. But at least one government is considering a change. Ontario's new premier, Ernie Eves, is promising to pour new funding into the province's environment ministry. And he says he'll tighten its enforcement. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly.